Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Davey. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Davey. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Consolo moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Consolo tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Wirtz scores. Jensen moves to third. Geiger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Casale reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. Geiger scores. Daly moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pete Burnside now pitching. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzahn strikes out. Berberet drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Malzahn out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Keene reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Casale takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Consolo bunts towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. Casale moves to second. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burnside strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost strikes out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Keene steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Casale takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Casale moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.